The House of Old Joe Mather, written by Shirian H. Jackson, illustrated by Seeker, and read by Joelle Banjo-Johnson. That's me.
This book is dedicated to Jake and Alexia and the bugs they watch on sunny days.
And to all the bugs I caught while growing up.
Old Joe Mather went away and left his house untended. A vacant house is soon run down and in need of someone to mend it. But old Joe Mather was out of town and could not be called upon to pull the weeds or fix the fence or even mow the lawn. So a meeting was called one sunny day, and a crowd of townsfolk gathered to discuss the one and only fate of the house of old Joe Mather. "There's mice and things living in that house," one of them meandered. "Snakes and rats and lots of bugs, and maybe a salamander." They sat quite long and talked it over, what the fate of the house should be. "I don't know," one replied. "I think we should visit and see just what shape the inside's in before we tear it down. I wouldn't want to totally destroy a house that's perfectly sound." The first surprise they had in store when they visited the Mather place was the mended fence, the well-kept yard, and curtains with bleached white lace. Old Joe Mather must have returned, they all thought gleefully. "We'll knock on the door, go inside, and maybe have a cup of tea." They proceeded to go inside the house, but more surprises they found. For old Joe Mather hadn't returned, but the house was perfectly sound. "There's mice and things living in that house, keeping it sparkling clean. There's snakes and rats and bugs inside. It's the strangest sight we've seen. They're pulling weeds and mopping floors and washing windows too." Folks couldn't believe the work they did. It was just too good to be true. So next time insects make you squirm, don't be a bit afraid. Simply give that bug a mop and broom, and then you'll have a maid.